you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 2nd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The COVID patient from San Francisco, who is the first known U.S. case of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus, is recovering uneventfully at home. That's the word from Dr. Peter Chin Hong at UC San Francisco Med Center, who was on KPCC's Air Talk shortly after the news was announced by the White House yesterday. His hospital first identified the case through its sequencing capabilities. We're told the person who recently arrived from South Africa was vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms. Governor Newsom says it's no surprise. There are no plans, he says, for renewing shutdowns. There are still no confirmed cases of the Omicron variant in Southern California. Meanwhile, Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer tells KPCC genetic sequencing indicates the highly contagious Delta variant is still running rampant here.
We actually have information about what the original strain looked like when it first presented itself across different parts of the world. And that's how come we're able to say, oh, we had the Delta variant right now. Currently here in LA County, what we're really seeing still is just about 100% of all of the samples, and there's well over 1,000 that are sampled each week. All of the samples that are sequenced, we really are just seeing Delta still.
Ferrer says it's still unclear if Omicron is more contagious or deadly than Delta. She urges everyone who's eligible for a vaccination or a booster to get it soon. The LA City Council signed off on a new school board district map for the LA Unified School District this week. KPCC's Kyle Stokes notes the biggest change.
LAUSD Board District 5 has long had two halves, a southern half with the cities of Huntington Park and Bell, and a northern half with neighborhoods like Eagle Rock and Silver Lake. But in 20 years, all District 5 representatives have resided in the northern half of the district. The old map connected those halves through a narrow sliver of East LA. The new map connects the two through a bigger swath of Koreatown. But the north-south dynamic remains in place, much to the dismay of activists in the southeast. But other groups cheered the new map for uniting east side neighborhoods like Highland Park and Boyle Heights in a redrawn District 2. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
California's water management utility has announced a 0% initial allocation for the Metropolitan Water District, which supplies tap water to districts throughout the Southland. The State Water Project is where the LA DWP gets 40 to 60% of its water, and it's asking consumers to voluntarily conserve. If you live in the year 2100, you may see hundreds of hazardous chemical sites on the California coast flooded regularly as the sea level rises. That's according to a new study from UCLA and UC Berkeley. Researchers predict the worst impacts will be on communities of color, which are already burdened by health risks from industrial waste. UCLA's Laura Cushing says Long Beach and Wilmington will be hard hit.
It's a community that disproportionately hosts a large number of environmental hazards, things like oil and gas wells, the port of Long Beach, and all the trucking that goes on through the neighborhood.
Cushing says their study also factored in language barriers and voter turnout when considering how badly these areas might be affected.
To prevent future flood risks, there's a real need to have political engagement and resources directed to environmental justice communities on the fence line of these industries.
Their study says that if action is not taken on climate change, more than 400 hazardous sites statewide could be regularly flooded by the end of the century. A mandatory no-burn order remains in effect for the sixth day in a row. That means you're not supposed to burn wood indoors in the fireplace or outdoors due to high air pollution. The ban continues until midnight for the counties of LA, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino, except for desert areas and elevations above 3,000 feet. Temperatures today ranging from the mid-60s at the coast up to around 80 farther inland. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.